The Astros and the Indians at Progressive Field. Josh Tomlin facing Dallas Keuchel, who's off to a red-hot start this season, but he finds himself in a little hot water, bottom two.
They could get another double play. Correa to Altuve, just what Dallas Keuchel needed. There's a base hit for Reddick. Aoki, a great jump off second. Pettis is going to send him. Brantley's throw is cut off. It's a two RBI single for Reddick, and Reddick is going to head to third. No one's covering, but now he holds up at second as the throw got away. That's one way to break through with a two RBI base hit. Josh Reddick gives the Astros a 3-1 lead and allow him to have gone four starts in with seven innings or more. Every outing deep to center field. Reddick all the way back to the track. He leaps up and he makes a phenomenal catch. Josh Reddick, not normally a center fielder, may have robbed Kipnis of a home run. Ball is in the shallow right center field. Teoscar Hernandez and Altuve, they collide.
Really just hoping right now it's incidental contact. Altuve popping up, which is a very good sign. Altuve right into the bicep and elbow of Teoscar. That doesn't look good at all.
You see your franchise player and Altuve take a shot. Hernandez has to be carted off.
Just a matter of where he's going to locate that fastball. Is he going to cut it inside, or is he going to throw that typical sinker low and away and get the ground ball to get out of the sink?
On the ground, Correa, diving stop. He gets up. Ball game over. Carlos Correa finishes the complete game for Dallas Keuchel with a great play to end it. And the Astros win it 4-2.
11th career complete game for Dallas Keuchel as the Astros double up the Indians 4-2. It's Houston's 10th win in their last 12 games. In five career starts versus Cleveland, Dallas Keuchel is 4-0 with a 1.66 ERA. Terry Francona got a solid outing from starter Josh Tomlin, but he was outdueled by Dallas Keuchel, who went the distance as the Indians suffered a 4-2 setback against the Astros on Tuesday. Here is the Cleveland skipper sharing his thoughts on the setback.
He came as advertised. I mean, for the amount of hits we had, I actually thought we had pretty good at-bats. But as you can see, he's always one pitch away from a double play. He's a really good pitcher. I mean, that's kind of the understatement of the day. He's a good pitcher that's on a roll that makes it even tougher. Trying to get, you know, if you get a pitch up, be ready to hit it. Because he wasn't really, I mean, he certainly wasn't, he was living down in the zone so much that if you take, and I know you're down on the score, but if you take, might be the best pitch you get. That's part of why he's good. Kip's had real good at-bats. That was a great play. But I think Kip looks healthy. We just got to, the more reps he gets, he'll be fine.
How good is it going to be? Like we talked a lot pregame about Guyer. You know, just when you can get him on a roll, like it's a ninth kind of show. You know, we let him pitch to him there.
I know, and Millsy were talking about that, and he will get himself going. You know, hit the one ball to short real hard, but right at somebody. He's been such a force, and I know he's pressing a little bit, but he'll get going. He's too hard a worker, and he's too good a player. He hasn't had the best couple weeks, you know, aside from the home run the other day, but he'll be there.
Josh Tomlin turned in six innings of three-run ball, scattering eight hits, walking nobody, and striking out six, but all he got for his troubles on Tuesday was his third loss of the season. The Indians right-hander spoke about his effort in the aftermath of Tuesday's 4-2 loss to the Astros.
You know, you never want to put up a crooked number in any game in one particular inning, and especially within four batters, I think it was what it was. But, at that point, you just try to hone it back in and go as much as you can and go as long as you can in the game. And definitely potential of coming back with two runs at any point in the game. And so that was just a matter of trying to go out there and ground it out and get through the inning, not give up any more, and try to put up a zero the next time.
How tough is this lineup to face? It seems like there's just kind of one guy after the next that kind of presents a different challenge.
Yeah, they're very athletic, very athletic. They don't really chase out of the zone that much, and You make mistakes in the middle of the plate. They can change the game within one swing. It's top to bottom. They have speed. They have athleticism, and they're pretty tough. But you know, we're a good team, and we make plays defensively that probably kept me in the game a lot longer. And you know, that's what we do too. We're a very athletic team. I think we match up pretty well against them, and so our job is to go out there and try to keep them off the barrel and keep them off the base pass as much as we can.
Were you trying to go in on Aoki in the one in the fifth?
I was. Yeah, I was trying to just go fastball down and in. He was kind of leaking out of the box a little bit, and but just kind of getting that outside pitch, dialing him off, spoiling some pitches, and me and Gomer on the same page, and we thought it was a good time to kind of pop one in and try to see if we can't get him froze, or maybe just try to get him looking inside, maybe pull a foul just so he wouldn't kind of, you know, keep spooling those pitches away and then go back away. And he did a good job of just trying to drop in the head, dropping the barrel of the ball, and that changed the game. That's when he ended up winning the game for him. I think that's just kind of how their lineup is. They try to spool as many pitches as you can until they get the one they can handle. And that particular bat was, I mean, pretty good on his part. We were just staying away, trying to go down and away, up and away, and see if he could just put one in play. Hopefully get a pop-up or a ground ball right there, and he kept spoiling him. So at some point, as opposed to just kind of living out there and letting him kind of go out there and maybe flick one in the left field for a hit, we thought it was a good time to go in and try to either pop one and freeze him a little bit, but it was just, you know, it was down and in, and it just dropped a head on it, and it was a pretty good at bat on his part.
What do you think of the defensive play that Jose made up the middle?
Oh, it was great. It was a really good play. You know, and then Frankie made one later on and stopped the ball. And, you know, Kip made a great play going the four hole. It was, I mean, our defense is always pretty stellar in my opinion. So, you know, they make those plays look kind of sometimes routine. And some balls that you think would be in the base up the middle, they come out of nowhere and make those plays. And we've got a pretty good infield and outfield, so it's pretty fun to watch. Yeah, it's definitely something to build on. Every outing is something to build on, whether it's good or bad. But the main thing for me is just staying off the middle of the plate. That's been, you know, the demise in the first two starts was ball leaking back over the middle of the plate. And now that you're ironing that out, now it's just trying to go out there and compete and try to stay in there as long as you can and give your team a chance to win. This lineup and this defense we have a pretty good team. So, you know, our job is to stay in there as long as we can and keep them within reach of coming back and or have the lead and just kind of let them pat onto it. But you know, unfortunately, their guy was pretty good today too.
Lance McCullers Jr. faces Trevor Bauer on Wednesday.